In Policy in a Pint this evening, we'll address what Common Core looks like in the classroom. Dr. Amy Weems is a curriculum coordinator with the Ouachita Parish School System and joins me for a conversation about tonight's discussion. Amy, as we see Common Core at the center of lawsuits currently, how far have the standards been developed for the classroom this year?
Well, I work directly with the English language arts teachers at my school, and the Louisiana State Department has taken the Common Core standards, which are simply standards, and have developed an ELA guidebook that really has a lot of details. It's fleshed out into units. The units are fleshed out into lessons. There are writing tasks that accompany each unit. And the biggest difference that I've seen is that instead of just grouping reading into different genres, like let's do some short stories and now we're going to do some poetry and then we'll work our way to novels, it's driven by kind of what's, it's called a unit focus, and it's this overarching theme that they want students to really think about. And so I have seen through English language arts a lot of work and development. Now, this is the first time our teachers have worked with it and have trained with it, so this year is going to be what I consider a pilot year for that. But over the course of the next few years, I can really see us tweaking this starting point with the ELA guidebooks.
Can you give us an example of a question and what that looks like?
Well, the questions are multi-part thinking questions. And to me, that's really the big difference that I've seen as we've moved from having students memorize facts about books or facts about whatever they're reading, mm-hmm. to really thinking about what that means. And so a question might be, let's say for seventh grade, the first unit that they are actually working with is on dystopian societies and utopian worlds. And the anchor text for that unit is actually The Giver. And so they may ask a question such as, thinking about what we've learned from The Giver this week, compare and contrast the pros and cons of a dystopian society. Then they may be asked to translate that into, would you be in favor or would you be against moving toward that? And so then students are really bringing in discourse and debate about these very society-driven topics.
Now, I also understand that standardized tests also are kind of working in to reflect Common Core. What's been taking place there?
Yeah, and that's where it really will get interesting, because you see all these campaigns against I am not a bubble, you know, the answer is not C or whatever, mm-hmm. which is true and valid. However, with standardized testing, these students are now going to be scored on their writing skills, which is much more subjective. Then you get into inter-rater reliability and who's going to score, you know, one person scoring versus another. But they will be very writing-driven. Last year, we field-tested PARC. PARC has two parts. There's a part that happens around March, and then there's a part that happens around May. So with the March testing, they had three different types of writing. They had to write a persuasive piece, an expository piece, and a narrative piece. And so this is a huge shift for us and for our students, and it's going to take a lot of work for teachers to give students skills and not just memorization, but for students to really start to internalize and become confident in their writing.
Well, there's going to be a lot of interesting conversation, and hopefully parents will be able to come out this evening and find out more about how this is being implemented in the classroom and looking forward to the discussion. Dr. Amy Weems serves on our panel coming up later this afternoon during Policy in a Pint as we talk about Common Core. Amy, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.